Herman Parks is a Bible teacher by way of the internet. His perception of Bible teacher is Jesus gave gifts to men. One of those gifts was the gift of a teacher. When we choose not to function in the gift that God gave us, then we create a problem with God. Saul rejected his gift of king. He wanted to be a prophet and a priest also. The primary difference between a pastor and a teacher is that a pastor's objective is to acquire long-term sheep. That is long-term followers. A teacher's primary objective is to acquire short-term students. He then turns them over to the pastor for the long term. He must then go and get new students. Herman was ordained as a teacher by Pastor Joseph S. Fulentz. Herman was born and raised in New York City. He had two brothers and two sisters who died before their time, as a result of the hazards of drugs and being born poor and underprivileged. Yet, by the grace of God, he overcame the predictable obstacles. He entered the military's Army Security Agency, as what they claimed was the top 10% of the nation academically. He acquired an associate degree, two bachelor degrees, while graduating summa cum laude and magna cum laude respectively, working a full-time job, and earning academic scholarships. Herman is not ashamed of the gospel that has promised him and Christians in general 120 years. That is according to God Himself, and according to Moses, God said that man is given 70 or 80 years, but by strength he can live longer. Then Moses went on to live until 120 years. Thus, aligning himself with God's promise of 120 years. He is a husband and a father of two children, who are now adults, male and female. He loves his wife and children. His perception of love is first and foremost agape love. He gathered this devotion to duty, obligation, and responsibility from his military experience, although he was not necessarily patriotic. This understanding of agape love also came from his religious training, to love one another as Jesus loved us, despite the fact that we hated Jesus and put him to death.